Number 19, Ruth sings her solo. When she finishes, "We've quips and quibbles heard in flux, but none to beat this paradox. A paradox, a most ingenious paradox. This paradox." Then it's your 10. "We knew your taste for curious quips, for cranks and contradictions queer, and with the laughter on our lips, we wished you there to hear. We said if we could tell it him, how Frederick would the joke enjoy, and so we risked both life and limb to tell it to our boy. That paradox, that most ingenious paradox, we've quips and quibbles heard in flocks, but none to beat this paradox. A paradox, a most ingenious paradox. This paradox." "For some ridiculous reason, to which other I've no desire to be disloyal, some person in authority, I don't know who, very likely the Astronomer Royal, has decided that, although for such a beastly month as February, 28 days are, as a rule, are plenty. 1 year in every 4 his days shall be reckoned as 29. Through some singular coincidence, I shouldn't be surprised if it were owing to the agency of an ill-natured fairy. You are the victim of this clumsy arrangement, having been born in leap year on the 29th of February. And so, by a simple arithmetical process, you'll easily discover that though you've lived 21 years, yet if we go by birthdays, you're only 5 and a little bit over. Most ingenious.